Amarava Amarav Nachman. Right, the last din which the Gemara brought on your test was the din of a Makadish b'milve sheyesh aleha mashkin mekudeshes. That even though we know that Makadish b'milve is not mekudeshes, but Makadish b'milve sheyesh aleha mashkin is mekudeshes, it's Rabbi Yosi b'Rav Yehuda. We learned the Gemara yesterday that the Gemara compares the Gufa Isha to a Mashkin and the Maisiyah Deha to a Halva. So Gemara learns out from here that Milvah Sheishla Mashkin is a Mekudeshes. Now Taisus, in the bottom Taisus, learns this Gemara in a Mechudishtik away. Taisus learns the third line of Taisus, Afilu Mashkin Mishas Alva'ayri. Vafilu ein machzer lo hamashkin, ela shemaychal lo es hamilvah. That's a very big chiddush. There's a mashkin. He didn't return the mashkin. He's meichel the milvah. Afish hamashkin biyadai. The makadish b'shel mashkin come up. Lo hamakadish b'mashkin. What's Tyson say? A woman owes a man money. He lent her money. Now, if he wants to makadish with the halchayv, he says the makadish milvah ain't a makadish. But he has a mashkin, so he's mekadishar with the mechilas hamilva, which means he has to give back the mashkin, but he didn't give back the mashkin, it's still in his hands. And it's mekudeshes. How's it mekudeshes? With what? With what is it mekudeshes? With what is he mekadishar? Mekadish milva is no good, because the milva was spent already. So he mekadish with the mashkin, but the mashkin is still in his hands. So it's clear from Tosfos Kasha that he's mekadesha with hanoas mechilas milva. Tosfos is learning that he's mekadesha with hanoas mechilas milva. There's a milva, and there's a mashkin, and he's mekadesha with hanoas mechilas milva. What does that mean? Hariyam mekudeshli with the hanoa that I'm meichel the milva, on which there's a mashkin. Right? So the question is, so we say, what's she getting? She's getting the hanoa that is meichel. But there could be with any loan, it has nothing to do with a mashkin, right? So, see, Taisus in the next line, it really is asking that kasha. Taisus says, in time, keep the mekash by nas, mechivas milva, fill up a loy mashkin, amina mukudeshus. If it's hanas mechilas milva, it's doch pashit. What do you need a mashkin? Even without a mashkin, hanas mechilas milva is a good kiddush. And yeshleima hechadik a mashkin grew tvei. I would think it's worse because there's a mashkin in his hands. So kamash malan, then it's good. So you see, Tosfos twists the Gemara into what if you read the Gemara without Tosfos, the kaddish milva sheishla mashkin. I would understand that has something to do with the mashkin. And the Mekadisha with a milva is no good, but since there's a mashkin, it is good. The Tosfos no. Our Gemara means the Mekadisha v'hanoas mechilas milva. Just, I would think, since there's a mashkin, it's Geru Atfei, because he still has the mashkin. Kamash Malan, it doesn't matter if he still has the mashkin. He can Mekadisha v'hanoas mechilas milva. That's not Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, but that's the way Tosfos learns Pshat. The Mekadisha Isha v'hanoas mechilas milva. It's good, which we know already from Davav. And here we're adding, even though there's a mashkin biyadai, it's still good. That's the whole Gemara. She can mekadesh a woman with hanas mechilas milva. You follow? Mekadesh her with the fact that she feels good, that she knows her milva is mach. Now we learn for a basic Rabbi Yehuda. So the Davni Meluim in Simin Chav Ches Sivkat Chav Zayin brings the Machloikis which I mentioned to you earlier about Yiyud. Yiyud, the Gemara says, has to be Ledaita. The woman has to know. Ketana, to say. She has to know about it. Does she have to be Maskim or does she just have to know? So Taisus earlier in Heyamad Aleph, Taisus Shita is that she has to know about it. If she's masculine or not, it's even Bal Karcha. Yiyud is even Bal Karcha of the Amma, of the Ketan. But she just has to know about it. That's Taisa's Shita. The Rambam Shita is that not only does she have to know about it, but she also has to be masking. She has to be masking, even though she's a ketana, the shaykh has come, it's exeris hakasav, she has to be masking to the yiyud. So the Rambam holds she has to be masking to yiyud, and Taisis holds she doesn't have to be masking. Now the Avnei Meluim says Rashi is like the Rambam. I didn't see the Rashi here in this Gemara. Did anybody notice in Rashi that she has to be masking? I don't know. I shouldn't say anything. What the Gemara said before, "Ein yud al midas." Maybe his Rashi is like the Rambam. Okay, maybe there's a Rashi somewhere else in Shas that it's not here in this stuff. So we have machlekes if yud is bal karcho or not. So frekt avni malun now a kasha on this house. We're saying yud is bahanoas mechilas milva. What is yud? Late Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. What are you marrying her with? The fact that you're being meichel the work she has to do. And that work is not tangible. So you be mikasha bahanoas michilas her work. With the hanoah that she knows that now she doesn't have to be an amma for the next 2 years, you mikadisho bahanoas michilas nova. That's yud. With the hanoah of the fact that she doesn't have to work for the next 2 years. That seems to be Taisa's Shita. Frekta avdei meluim. Bishlama like the Rambam, that yud is made with Saina, that she's masking to it. So I understand, she has hanoah. It's hanoah smechilas melvi. You tell a woman, listen, till now we're an amavriya. Now I'm going to change you from an amavriya into a wife. We're switching you. Bahanoah that amaychol, the work, you don't have to work anymore. Now you're going to become kodeshes for that to be my wife. So it's a hanoah. So, like the Rambam, it's very good because she wants it. But like Taisa Shita, that Yud is even Bal Karcha. If Yud is Bal Karcha, Frekta Avnei Meluim, what Hanoas Mechilas Milva is there? You can't give a person a Hanoah against their will. If somebody doesn't want something, you force them to take it, that's a Hanoah? That's Hanoas Mechilas Milva? Okay, good. 1 second. But you hear the kasha. Avnei Meluim asks, Hanoah can't be Bal Karcha. If you give someone a dollar, you give him Bal Karcha. Yeah, he has the dollar. But he mekadisha bahanoas with the pleasure she has of Mechilas Milva. So there's no pleasure. She doesn't want it. Like Taisis, Yud is Bal Karcha. She says, I'm not interested in being married to you. I don't want to be married to you. And he says, no, I felt we came Bal Karcha. I mekadisha with the Hanoah Mechilas Milva. Frekt Avnei Meluim, what Hanoah is there? Mechilas Milva.
She has
never
yield.
What?
Well, there's never a yield. You can never do yield.
Bakar.
Whatever it is, the yield Bakar, you can never do it. Even if you give
money straight, regular money. Because
I'm giving you $400
to be married
to me, and she says, I don't
want to
do
yield,
so I'm not getting any
hanoah
from the $400, so you never have
yield. Is that true? If you give someone $400 and they don't
want to
be married, so there's no
hanoah
from having the
$400? You can say, I could be married. I owe you $300, and I'm being mindful of the $309, whatever, more than the kufa that I could be behind you with, so with that, I'm not.
So which way are you more nighted? Like so you said, first thing saying now. As you're saying...
Either there's never yid, or yid bal karcha, but there's no short.
You don't mean never yid, you mean there's never yid bal karcha. Either there's never yid bal karcha, or there's never yield.
There is yield Balkarcha.
Alright, so what we really have to be done, it's an interesting thing. If you tell somebody, you owe me 2 years' work, I'm meichel you 2 years' work, and you become my wife. And she's not interested in being the wife. Is there a hanoah in the fact that she doesn't have to work the 2 years? Or is that called it's not a hanoah?
Of course it's a hanoah. If you would tell us Damazai,
I'm Damazai, you don't have to work 2 years. That's a Hanoah. A Koma item, yes.
The fact that it's being Meichel or that, that's totally separate from the fact that it's being Miyayar. Once she has that Hanoah, that he's being Meichel or Chayter, then that with that Hanoah, then he's telling you to be Miyayar.
Even though it's a package deal?
He could make it a two-stage deal. Once she has that Hanoah, that's still going to come Miyayar.
I think, Avi, that's what you started saying before, too, right? At the Dvar Avram, I mentioned yesterday, I think it was Simi Yudchesai's Dalit. In Simi Yudchesai's Hey, he tainas on the Avni Malum like you're tainas. He tainas on the Avni Malum, I think like all three of you are saying, that what are you talking about? The Etzem Mechila of working, that's a Hana. On Michael, you don't have to work the next 2 years. That's a Hana. Now the fact that it comes with strings attached. I'm like you to working, but you got to be married to me. So that's bal karcha. That's gezeres kasi yud bal karcha. But you can't say it's not a hana because be'etzem the fact that you don't have to work that is a hana. That's what he times. Is that mustaver to everybody? That's mustaver to you, I see. To me, that's not so mustaver. I understand that the little one better.
She doesn't have that at all. Huh? Don't want to marry someone. How
I'd rather work than be married to the person, right? No? I'd rather work than be married. I have a choice. Either I could work. Well, Bar Karcha means that. They're telling this girl, listen, you're supposed to work 2 more years. Would you rather marry your other? She says, no, I don't want to be married to him. Could you split it? That's the question. Could you split it? Could you say the Mechila, well, it does have to do.
He has to do a kavsha with something. In order to do a kavsha, he has to be, so he uses
the. See, I would understand that if you give her $400, you say, here's the $400, and you'll be Mekudeshes. I would understand that you, in that case, I could hear the argument that that's a Hanoah. Why? Because she got $400. Now, I wouldn't use the word Hanoah. You could say it's not a Hanoah. But she got $400. She got.
She doesn't want to be married, and she's already
cut. She doesn't want to be married. So if you'll say.
Same way, she doesn't want to. She would work. She would throw back the money.
She would throw it back. But let's say we'll say Yehud is Bal Karcha. And you'll say it's not Hadnos Bechilas Milva. It's that's a giving of something of value. Let's say you'll say Moisu Shainas the Kedushin, or whatever you'll say, however you'll say it. I could understand that if she gets something of substance, that Lemaisa, she got it. But if it's Hadnos Bechilas Milva, if it's the pleasure of knowing that the Milva is Machel, so that pleasure, it seems that you can't give someone pleasure against their will. You can give someone money against their will, and maybe they don't like money, but they're still going to be married. It's still a Kenyan.
But the pleasure's not against
but
the
pleasure.
Will. The pleasure's not against the will. The pleasure's
it's
for not working.
The
yield's all the
money. It's only wish to go free. So of course the Talib does it. I can say something
like that. It is Talib.
Of course, it's the only way to go
which
free.
Is like the Avim Elul.
Right, like
which is like, I would see, you know what it's like on Shabbos, Mekalkalus Potter. Right? It says, a Shaila. In the Chuvis, what happens, let's say I have a bag of potato chips. I destroy the bag to get to the potato chips. Is that Makalkel? Is that Masakin? So you can look at it, I'm Makalkel with the bag. So what do you mean, him a Makalkel? But I wanted to get to the potato chips, so I was a Masakin, I had to break it open in order to get to it. Right? So it's called Masaki Mitzaracher. From the second point, there's a Masakin. It's similar here, and it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. The etzem fact she doesn't have to work 2 years is, of course, we have many years are left. That etzem fact is taka beneficial to her. But in the package deal, it's not beneficial. In the package deal, it's not. So is that considered hanah? No, it's not considered.
Why is it
considered
a package
deal? That's the only way
she's not going to the fact that she has the pleasure of the hanah and mechila, then she's miyad, right?
You know, I just remembered, we talked about this once. I have to remember where we had it in the Messiah. I remember once telling you a raya to the Shaila. I'm just remembering now. By Prusbel on Shemitah. Remember we talked about it? If I make a Prusbel, let's say you owe me money. So I go to Bez and I write a Prusbel. The halacha is, you can only write a Prusbel if the loiva owns karka. You can only write a prusbel if the loiva, the one who owes me the money, owns karka. Let's say I'm borrowing money for me. I don't want Shmita to be mishamed. I go to Bezdin. He doesn't own karka. What do I do? So what we do is in Bezdin, I'm makna to him, zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav, with zaycha to him, one pruta's worth of my karka. That's what we do in Bezdin every time we write a prusbel. Is that a schus to him? It's a schus. He's getting one pruta of karka. And because of that, he owes me $1,000, now he's going to have to pay.
But it's not that I know, it's the actual
like, but it has to be a schus. We have to call it a schus. So calling it a schus, what?
At the time it's a schus.
At the time it's a schus.
Later, it's a zechut, you get something out of it, because you say it's a zechut, you know, it's something you have to do.
Yeah, it could be different.
It comes to the price, the old man doesn't...
Yeah, there, technically, he's getting a piece of karka. Right now, he's getting a piece of karka. By hanos, mechilas milva by yid, l'char, it's worse, taka. That's a raya, that it's a, if the thing itself is a schus, that there's aitik achayvis, it doesn't matter. But Avni Blum is tining that here you're talking about hanos, the pleasure of something. What kind of pleasure is it if she's not interested?
He walks over there one day and tells her, you don't have to work the next 2 years.
So she jumps for joy. Very happy.
They go, by the way, now I want you to be married. With that joy you just had, I want you to be married. Why wouldn't that work?
Because she's going to stop jumping for joy as soon as you tell her the whole story.
But she already had it. But she got it already.
So once you got her again.
You see the physical pleasure, she feels good.
But it comes back, does it? Yeah, you came to college after. It's really... She has to know right away the whole deal.
Well, I tell you that she'll stop. And,
no, she has to know the deal, b'shas ma'isa. If you want, if you say...
He has to come
up to you need that.
I'll let you not work as soon as you be my wife.
Yeah, that's the Gzeres HaKos of Ein Yod El Midas. She has to know what's happened.
Well, even if she doesn't want to marry him, the bottom line is she doesn't have to go back there and work for the next year. So she's still alive.
So that's true, but is that a pleasure? Is that a pleasure?
It's still a pleasure even she's doing hard work, yeah. She could eventually fight for again if she really wants it.
To think of other cases. I think there are other cases like this. There's a Mishnah in Chulin. If you shecht an animal with a knife of Yisuri Hanoah, taking a living animal, you shecht it with a knife of Yisuri Hanoah, says you're not over an Aveira. Because an animal is worth more alive than shechted. A living animal has greater value. It could still grow, it could still have children, it could still... It's worth more than a shechted animal. You ask me, so why do farmers shecht animals? Because Lamai said they need a cash flow, so they shecht animals. But a living animal is worth more than a shechted animal. So the Mishnah says, if you shecht a Yisuri Hanoah, so it's not considered that you were over on Yisuri Hanoah. Did you have Hanoah from the knife? Yeah, you wanted a shecht. You wanted a shechted animal. But Lamaisa in the package, you lost. So there, what is it there? There is the reverse. There, it's something you want, but in absolute values, it's not a hanah. Here, it's something she doesn't want, but in absolute values, it is a hanah. There you have a net loss. It's exactly the reverse of here. There you want it, but it's a net loss. Here she doesn't want it, and it's a net gain.
No, why? She wants to be free, but in the end,
she doesn't want the whole package.
Right.
Over there, he wants the whole package.
No, but if he's splitting the hanah and money, or what he's doing.
I'm splitting the technical. There's a part of it that's subjective, that depends on the person. There's a part of it that's objective, that's just the way it is. So here, she's not working, just the way it is, it's a hanah. But to her, subjectively, she's not interested.
She doesn't want to work, so she wants not to work.
So her personal, she wants to not work. Well, under the conditions, she'd rather work. She's telling us she'd rather work than be married to this guy.
She wants to not work, but she doesn't want to go back. She doesn't want to work.
The question is that called a hanah? That's the question, is that called a hanah? She wants to not work, but she doesn't want the way the package is constructed, she's not interested. So that's called a hanah? That's called a hanah.
I'll buy a house for you, and I'll make you pay for it. But you want the house.
Obviously, you don't say zachen l'adam like that. It's one package deal. So being married is paying for it, you mean? Being married is paying for not working for the 2 years. I don't know, I could see the Avim Lulim a little better. I could see the Avim Lulim's taina that it's not hanos mechilas milpa. Lamai says she's not happy with it. It's not...
She's not
a good deal for her.
Picture,
yeah, could you split the parts of it like
why?
That?
She's not happy at all.
Why can't she split it? The bottom line is that it has a fact that she's not doing work. She doesn't have to do it. Laundry, she doesn't have to do it. Dishes, whatever. She doesn't have to do it.
She's not doing work. She's married.
Till now she's doing dishes. I tell her, from now on you don't have to do any dishes. That's great. I tell her, instead, you have to plow the fields. So she said, I'd rather do dishes than plow the fields. I said, but it's a hanoi, you have to do the dishes. What? I understand. So here you're talking about two different situations for this woman.
His situation not work. He's not making work anymore. Once she's married, she's done work. If the guy's going to treat her like a great wife and make her do nothing but sit at home and relax.
But she's already married to him. It doesn't matter how great she'll treat her.
She's going
to
drop her divorce later, but this is not
It's, I don't know. Look, it's the machlokes davening moment of Avraham. I personally could hear, because of the word hanoas mechilas milva, I could hear it tell someone you're having hanoa. You know, like, am I having fun yet? Right? You take some kid ask, am I having fun yet? You know, this is fun. So if she's saying she doesn't have hanoa, it's a little hard to force feed the hanoa. But then the Amilum is right, says the Kasha on Taisvis. The Kasha is, how could you say Yud works for Hanos Mechilas Milva? If it's Balkarcha, it doesn't stand. If it's Hanos Mechilas Milva, how could it be Balkarcha?
What does it say? In that case,
we can't do a Balkarcha. You give her a Balkarcha, you can't do it. He's saying every Yud works that way. Right, we're saying from Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, we learn out that Mekash Milva Shishlam Ashkim Mekudesh is what Hanos Mechilas Milva. That means he's saying that every yiyud is hanos mechilas milva. Because the fact she's not working for 2 years is not something she could spend. It's just a hanos mechilas milva. So, hanos mechilas milva is what's... I don't know, it's an interesting question. How do you look at the hanos in a package deal? What? Does it make sense to split it though if inherently it's Tali Zebizah? She goes straight from Shifchas to Isha. It's one. She's only not a Shifcha because she's an Isha. It's Yiyud. It's not as if he says, okay, I'll free you and then later I'll marry you. No, it's sort of one transformation.
He could even keep him with the Yiyud with the Kuta. Right? So the Yiyud with the Kuta is cancelled out by the Baal Karach, whatever. And once that's taken care of, then the rest of the money is that's the
you can't do that. You can't say once she's married anyway, so the rest is a hanoah. Because the hanoah has to be there to make her get married. She's getting married with that hanoah. So you can't really split it. You know, I could do yid with you the last minute when it's just a pruta. I'm doing it a year earlier, so you're having hanoah. It's true, compared to doing it later, I'd rather you do it earlier, but I'd rather not do it b'chlal. See, the bottom line is, if she stands there and says, I don't like this, could we tell her, yes, it's hanoah for you? You're saying you don't like it, but it's a hanoah for you. Could we do that? Maybe yes. Maybe we could tell, look, you're not working. It's a hanoah for you. It's an objective thing. That person doesn't work. It's a hanoah. For this person is screaming, it is. This person is screaming, for me, it's not a hanoah. So what do we tell about karcha? It is a hanoah.
I'm thinking about karcha with hanoah.
But karcha hanoah doesn't seem to fit. Doesn't fit. That's the problem. To say about karcha, you're having hanoah, it doesn't seem to fit. Avraham is tying that you have to split it. You have to split the not working with the word hanoah doesn't seem to fit well. Okay. All right, Yamid Bains, Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad mitzvah siyud. Directions. How do you go about doing yud? Oymer lo b'fnei shnayim hariat mukudeshesli hariat muresesli afilu b'soiv sheish. Afilu samach l'shkia sachama v'noyeg ba minig ishus v'enei noyeg ba minig shivchus. Bang. You're married. You treat her as a wife. You don't treat her as a shivcha. Somehow Masha from this Gemara, you're not supposed to treat a wife as a shivcha. No?
No, because you would think that
Masha from this Gemara, no?
You think that the overlapping time, maybe she's an isha, but until that end of shivcha, she's still at the end of a shivcha.
Yeah, vice versa, ishus is not shivchus plus.
You can't overlap. It's either ishus or shivcha.
Can't overlap. I know some people married and they think their wives are supposed to be cleaning ladies and laundry people, no? Huh? What? Minigishus means you treat her as a wife, you don't treat her as a shifcha. That means... You're in trouble if you don't know the difference between treating a wife and treating a... When we were kids, there was a riddle they used to ask somebody with... It's just a joke. It wasn't anything worthwhile. I used to go over to someone and say, you know, a riddle. What's the difference between a bathroom and a living room? So you say, I don't know. Say, if that's the case, I'm not letting you into my house. So if you know the difference between ishus and shifchus and you're married, you're in trouble. I don't know. It's, huh? Shiflas means that you can't tell her, why didn't you make my bed this morning? Why didn't you clean the house? You can't, to a shifla, you could say, why didn't you clean the house? To a wife, if you say, why didn't you clean the house? She'll tell you, why did you clean the house? You know, like it's, you know. So Neiba Mirigishas Vayna Neiba Mishifchas Rebezer Yudayim Rem Yei Shos B'Yayim Kedei Alas Yisim Hashav Aputam Kudeshes Vim Lad Eina Kedei Kudeshes. Marshall. Before we get to the Marshall, I wanted to talk a little about the Bach here, the Agoyis HaBach. The Bach sticks in the word Hariyat Miyu Edesli. Hariyat Miyu Edesli. Which Rashi says in Chumash. If you look in Rashi in the Parsha of Yud, Rashi says, "Keitzar Imala Hariyat Miyu Edesli." And the Rishalmi says, "Beferish Hariyat Miyu Edesli." It's Beferish Rishalmi. The Rambam seems to argue. The Rambam says, "Imala Hariyat Mukadeshesli Hamresesli." Period. Seems it's a machlokes if Hariyat Miyu Edesli is a good. It's a good lashon or not. Why could that be Tolian? There's only one thing that could be Tolian. What does Miyu Edesli mean? There's really no other way. What's a machlokes? Is Hariyat Miyu Edesli good or not? So the only way it makes sense is to say it's a taych word machlokes. If it wouldn't be a taych word machlokes, there's no other machlokes for it to be. And I'd like to point out to you on Daf Avamid Aleph, if you don't mind, just take a quick look. The Gemara, you remember, had an Ibaya with a bunch of Lashaynas. Yuchedesli, Asrasi, Nadasi, Atsurasi, Talasi, Sigurasi, Tachti, Tfusasi, Lukuchasi. I read it then like I'm reading it now, right? But if you look in the Ibaya Lahu, 7 or 8 lines down from the top of the page, one of the Ibayas is Ibaya Lahu, Miyuchedesli Mahu, Miyuedesli Mahu. But the Gemara is not patient. Above him and out. Miyuedesli Mahu. And the Gemara is not Peshit, it's a suffix, if you could say Hariyat Miyu Edesli, by Kiddush. No, not by Yidin. What? Hariyat Lili Intu? Or what? It probably would be good here also. This is Tana B'Shaira, it doesn't mean to be only these. But to not say Miyu Edesli, which seems to be the unique Lashon here, it's strange.
What? That's
true. We said you could say anything. But the words have to mean Kiddush. If you say, you are now going to clean my house, it's not marriage. Right? There has to be a Lashon that's not Shiflas, that's Ishus. Right? So, big talker. Experience, you know. But, I tell you the truth, I once had with one of the fellows who was married in yeshiva, he came to me and said, I'm having a smithfish. His wife, you know, couldn't keep the house the way he wanted, and it was bothering him. So I told him, it's my fault. So what do you mean it's your fault? So we started dating, he talked to me about what to look for in a wife. I didn't tell you that you should find out if she's a good cleaning lady or not, you know, if she knows how to clean, if she knows how to do laundry well, or If you don't, that's my fault. I should have told you. You start dating, the first thing, you know, you find out. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. Miuedesli. What is Miuedesli? Lamaisa, you have two pshatim in the Gemara and Avav. And Tolia, those two pshatim is the machlaikis here. Reb Chaim on Avav writes, what is Miuedesli? It's a Lashon. The way I'm touching the Reb Chaim, it's a lashon that's unique to an Odoin and an Av and an Om Avriya. It's a special lashon. It's a unique lashon which refers to Yiyud. The Torah coined the word Yiyud. It's a new word. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Tanakh. Yiyud means the relationship of Yiyud, of Punkt of Yiyud. It's a relationship that an Odoin and an Av have with this Om Avriya. It's a business deal that they have. It's a business phrase, Yiyud. That's what it is. So, no, one second. It's an expression which is unique to here. It's not a Baal V'Ishtai expression. It's not a husband and wife expression. And that's why Yiyud doesn't make sense for a normal Chasan Ka'ala, Hariyam, Yiyudesli. It doesn't make sense. Yiyud is a phrase that refers to a very specific situation. And if a man is not, and a woman is not an amavriya, you go over and you say, hurry up, miyuadisli, that's why it shouldn't be good. Because miyuadisli is lemalacha kamala. He's not talking about, it's a special relationship of an amavriya. Yud is a special word that refers to this. Memela. The Rambam holds that since Yud is a reference to this relationship, so you can't go over to her the time you want to do Yud and say, hurry up, miyuadisli. Because now you have to say, hurry up, mukadeshisli. Right? You bought her as an amavri, including amavri is the right to Yud. Now you go over to her, you say, hurry up. What does miyuadis mean? Miyuadis doesn't mean anything. Miyuadis means you're in a situation of Yud. But it doesn't mean I'm now being married to you. See, we might understand it that way, but that's not what the words mean. The word yiud, hariyat miyuedesli, means you are now in a business situation of amavriya who I have a right to do yiud to. It's not. It doesn't mean you are married to me. Yiud and marriage are not synonymous. You will not be mekayim mitzvah yiud. To do the mitzvah of yiud. That's a specific arrangement that the Torah sets up. It's referring to the arrangement of the amavriya, and I'll tell you why. If you remember, I mentioned to you, who's the one that says hariat when the son is getting married off? So I told you that Rashi and Chumash says that the son says hariat, whatever you hold, kodeshesli, whatever you hold the lashon is, the son says it. Right? You have an amavriya. Who says the hariat by yiyud? Rashi said the son. The Rambam said the father. The father, who has a mitzvah of yiyud to his own son, that his son should marry the yama, the father says it. Where's the father saying it? What's the father? Teretz says the Rambam holds yiyud is a specific term, it's a mitzvah, it's an arrangement, that belongs to the adayin. It's between the adayin and the father. And therefore, it's the place of the adayin. If he wants to do yiyud to his son, he's the one that does it. He's not married to her. Torah says yiyud doesn't mean married. Yiyud means this specific arrangement that we're talking about. Just like shechita. What does shechita mean? Shechita means something the Torah calls shechting, is shechita. Right? If you do something that's not what the Torah calls shechita, it's not shechita. So here yiyud is that which the Torah calls yiyud. It's a phrase. It's a phrase like all the other phrases in the Torah. The Torah created certain metziyasin. And those phrases mean the mitzvah. Yiyud means, doesn't mean marriage. Yiyud means the arrangement of an amavriya with a mitzvah of yiyud. So you can't say, hurry up, miyuadisli. It doesn't mean marriage. Yes.
So where's that good now? Rashi also, because Rashi said there's a son that says it. So that's an actual Rashi Sakadushan, Rashi Navar.
Very good. So that Reb Chaim, what I said like Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim's Hezber stems with the Rambam. That miyuadisli is a phrase, which is a unique phrase, that refers to the mitzvah of yiyud and the arrangement of yiyud, and it doesn't mean marriage. So two things come out good. That hariyat miyuedesli doesn't mean marriage, and that the father is the one who does the amira, not the son, because yiyud is a mitzvah on the father. On the other hand, Rashi will go with the Ran on Daf Vav, says, what's tai chi yiyud? So the Ran brings a pasuk from Trei Asar. Hayelchu shtayim yachtav built the Imna Yadu. Hayelchu, the two people traveled together, built the Imna Yadu, unless they made up to travel together. They made arrangements. Nayadu means arrangements, and the Ran says, Lashin Mushalhu, it's a borrowed phrase. Lashin Mushal means it's a slang phrase. Nayadu means to make arrangements. It's a borrowed phrase which is used to refer to the Amavriya, the malacha and the ishus of the amavriya. There are two parts to this amavriya. Malacha and ishus. And yiud is a phrase that refers to her obligation to work and to be married to either the adayin or his son. Memeil. On that vav, we were not talking about amavriya. We're talking about a regular man. It says, hariyat miyuedes. So Gemara is mesupik if it's good. Why? Because it means malacha and ishus. So what does it mean now? A man goes over to his hariyat miyuedesli. So which part is it? The malacha or the ishus? So the Gemara Vav is mesupik. Since yiud refers to the relationship of malacha and ishus, so on that Vav, we're mesupik. which half of it is meant. Over here, in Dafya Tesamid Beis, where she's already an Alma Ivriya, he says, "Hari Ami Yuedes," so it can be Malacha. Malacha is already, the arrangement of Malacha is already ongoing. So here, Klara means Ishus. So here, Yuedes Li is good, Rashi Shita, the Bach. Why is it good? Because Yud means Malacha and Ishus. So on that Vav, it's Stam a person marrying a woman, you say Alash, that's Malacha and Ishus, that's not good. But over here, where the Malacha part is already pre-existing, so all that Yud means is Ishus. So the Mela, the Lashon Ishus is good. So the Machlaikis is a Taich Machlaikis. If Yuedes Li is good or it's not good. Let's finish the Gemara. Mashal, Laim, Ali Isha, Eskachi, Limei Akshav, La'acha, Shloshim Yoyim, U'ba'ach, Ervi Kitshav, Sech, Shloshim Yoyim, Shemukudesh, Eslarishin. It's a good Kiddush. This is Mashmet. Is Lama Freya or it's not Lama Freya? Huh? This marshal is mashma. It's my freya, no? It's mashma for my freya. Marshal a man. Ilay ma marshal of Yasib Reb Yehuda. Hom yeshas b'yayim k'te elasi sima shava putim u'kudesh esim lav loy. Hom revachim b'rei derav a marshal a rabban am shita. Ma'ad detay ma'alay ma'alay me'asho k'mashma lay. Now this Gemara seems to say that it's la mafreya. Yeah. So Rav Chaim brings this in his piece on Yud, which is the first, I think it's the only Rav Chaim, Hilchas Yibum, and the paragraph which begins, Kiddushin Yatesamit Beis, he brings down this Gemara, and he teaches that it's Lamafreya only Legabe the fact that no one else is allowed to be Mekadosh in between. But it's not Lamafreya in the sense that you're not married Lamafreya from the time he was bought. You're married from the time you say Hariat. The only part of it that's Lamafreya is the fact that there's an Isser. This is what I called the other day, like Lamafreya Makanalaba. In other words, it's a little more than that. Again, Reb Chaim said it's not Lamafreya, meaning you're married from today. You bought her as Alma and Nissen. You do Yir and Tishrei, she's married to Tishrei. What is Lamafreya? What is Lamafreya is only that if anybody else was Makadosh or in between, that wouldn't be a good Kedushin. So it's like the Kedushin started then and ends now.
Why?
Pashtus, we don't find any such thing anywhere else, right? That the Kedushin, like it starts then, but it's not Chal then, it's Chal now. It's a unique thing. Usually, Kedushin, either you're married or you're not married. You can't be yet married. What? Me'ashev is not that way. There's no such thing. If someone else will be Mekadosh in between, it's no good. That means you're married from Lamafreya. It means you're married Lamafreya. So, it's a bit of a... The truth is, it's a bit of a problem, but the emphasis is that Rashi... There's a little mashma this way, because Rashi calls it the beginning of Kiddushin. Does Rashi say? Rashi said, Askule. Rashi, may Asha v'lacha shloshim yayim. V'kudesh es l'rish, noch gomor. May ata nischalu, what is nischalu? Is Lashon Tchila? Me'ata nischalu. For now, it starts. Ibina bulachas shloshim yaim. See, Rashi uses the lashon. The same thing in the two Rashi's later. Ham yeshos b'yaim. Ama hashtahu demaschali kedushin. And the same thing in the Rashi l'rabbanon. The end of the Rashi. Me'ishai demischali. Rashi three times uses the lashon mischali. It starts. We never had that. No, masach kedushin. Kedushin starts and then it chal. Do we have such a thing? That Kedushin starts at one moment and it schleps, and then now it's Chal. And she's not married till now, but if anybody else gave a Kedushin during the stretch, we never had such a thing. I don't know. There we are. We says not till the last one. He says not till the last Pruta. It's three Madiyama, Rav Shmuel or Rav Yechon. If you look at that Gemara, it doesn't seem to stem with this Gemara. The Ritva asked. doesn't seem to stem. Hopefully we'll get to that. But, alright, so we'll come back to this. As I told you the other time, for Sunday, please make sure you learn up the Yamid. Okay? Bye-bye.